Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents I Am a Leader, When Women Discover the Joy of Their Calling, by Angie Ward. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. Introduction. It might feel like a nudge, or maybe it's a burden you can't shake, a burning, a whisper, a leading. A feeling of discontent, a prompting, an invitation, perhaps even a command. It's hard to describe, but you're sure of it. You've experienced something. This something has come from someone outside of yourself. Yet at the same time, it resonates deep within your spirit. And it is asking, perhaps urgently, for a response. But you have so many questions, all cluttering your head and heart, clamoring for attention. Did I hear correctly? Can I really do this? How will I make this work? What will this mean for my family? What if I fail? What if I succeed? You take a deep breath. There it is. Again, will you join me? I know the feeling. I was 20 years old, at home in Wisconsin on Christmas break from my Christian college, an English/communications major with the goal of a journalism career. I was fortunate to work as a freelancer for my hometown newspaper. On this particular night, I was working my usual 4 o'clock to midnight shift at the sports desk, fielding calls from high school basketball coaches who were reporting that day's scores and stats. It was routine work, and I was hunched over my computer terminal when a voice interrupted my random thoughts. "I want you to work with people instead of writing about them," the voice said. And that voice was not coming from any other human in the newsroom. I sat up straight. While I loved journalism, part of me was also interested in some type of Christian ministry. In fact, I had already declared a minor in youth ministry at college. As a teenager, I had been deeply impacted by my church's youth ministry and by my youth pastor and his wife, and I was interested in making a similar difference for teens. Still, my plan was to work as a reporter, eventually working my way up to a big city newspaper or bureau, while maybe volunteering in youth ministry at a local church. But by that Christmas break of my junior year, I had become jaded and cynical. Part of this was the result of getting up close to a lot of ugliness in the world as a journalist. But my cynicism was no doubt also fed by a growing anger toward what I saw as rampant hypocrisy among the Christians I knew. My Christian parents had just finalized an acrimonious divorce. My Christian church had split, resulting in the loss of 4 pastors in 6 months, including my youth pastor. And I saw all sorts of decidedly unchristian activities among students and the administration at my Christian college. I was seriously contemplating walking away from my faith. And then...